on RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time now to look at this evening's meeting at Pakenham. Mark Hunter is the man there to find us all of the winners. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Michael.
There's a few promising gallopers going around tonight. There's a few well-favoured runners in markets. How did you see the meeting?
I like it tonight. I haven't run there for about 3 years at Pakenham, but hopefully I can break that streak tonight, Michael.
It's a soft six at the moment. Hopefully we shouldn't get any worse than that, maybe on the improve. So it's a pretty fair track, Pakenham, when we get there usually.
Yep, and they've gone from the rail true. They've just put the rail out 3 metres on the circle, so I can't see why it wouldn't race fairly.
All right, that sounds good. Let's get stuck into the preview of the first race at Pakenham this evening. It jumps at 5:45 and, oh, it's getting short now. I'm surprised they put up black figures. Moya Lass, it's into $1.80. It's takeout 1, 2, 7, 8, 13. Gee, it was a good run in much stronger company last start. It's $1.70 now, Julius Sandu. Capablanca's at $7.50 and Bengal Boys at $8. Is it getting in too tight now, $1.70, or is it definitely the horse to beat?
Oh, it's definitely the horse to beat. I looked before, it was about $2.15. It should win. The run in the Cuny was a beauty. It was strong through the line, so you think 2,000 metres is not an issue. It's got a good wet track run. It's meeting moderate horses, and it simply should be too good for them. The placings to come from number 5, Capablanca, who got home pretty well at Geelong. It's got to go an extra 300 metres. That's some query. 14, Cracker Dance, getting fitter, gets a good run from the draw, and 11 Readout Road. It's one that will run the trip. It'll be strong. I would have thought it was a really good place chance. I'm just worried about it on a soft track. It's got a couple of ordinary runs there along the way. So 12 should be winning, 12, 5, 14 and 11.
12, 5, 14 and 11 in the first race. Number 2, over 1,400 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 9 and 13. Electrozone, what are we saying here?
Electrozino.
First started from the Mark Zara stable. Opened up $11. It's now $4.80. Out of Crompton's at $5. Figueronte, $5.50 as well. What do you make of this debutante?
Now, it's had the one run. Ran up at Kyneton. It got back.
Oh, sorry. It has two, yes.
Yeah, it got back. The horse in front of it sort of fell in its lap at a crucial stage. Had the hook wide early, make a long, searching run, and still hit the line well to finish fourth. It's the one to beat, 1,400 metre suits. Got a wide gate and looks a messy run race on paper with not a lot of speed. So that's a little issue, but I think if this slot in somewhere, you save one run that you can win to beat number 11, Figueront, who comes through pretty weak maiden last time, set up on the speed, whacked away okay to come third. 4 Del Campos have the one run, did nothing, spelled, come back, has trialled well. And 10 Yamamoto has trialled okay, going for a good run. So I thought 5... certainly the one to beat, just needs some luck from the draw. 5, 11, 4 and 10.
5, 11, 4 and 10 in the second. Race number 3, this is over 1,600 metres. There's been a lot of people tipping the favourite here, and it's into $2.25, Miss Yucatel. The scratchings in this race are 2, 9 and 10. Impending Link, $4.40, is the second favourite. Harrisine at $5.50. Not a bad push from Nick Ryan earlier as well. And then we're out to Margaten at $10. Do you like the fave here?
I've got its second pick. I like Impending Link. I thought it was a terrific debut. Those horses up there, LaFerrari, and As Time Goes By, they just had really easy runs up on the speed and booted. And Impending Link was left behind, but picked good ground off them to finish third. I think it's fitter. I think the jump to the mile is ideal. And I like it to beat number 11, Miss Yucatel, who's had that good debut and trialled well. Gets a nice run from the draw. I think 8 Verifier ran on really well last time. Soft track's my issue with that horse. And maybe number 3, Hurricane, next best. But I doubt it could win unless it improved quite a bit off that debut. Keen on 5, 11, 8 and 3.
5, 11, 8 and 3. Keen on the 5, Impending Link at $4.40. Which is a nice little value play to beat the favourite. Race number 4 is over 1,200 metres. In this race, 1, 6 and 13 are the scratchings. Countess Jenny, it's on debut, $3.70. All Attente is at $4, El Attente. Then we're out to Blame the Whiskey at $7, and If He Could at $7.50. So who's on top here?
I'll go Blame the Whiskey. In a tough race, I could have had sort of four or five picks here. Blame the Whiskey, first starter for the Stokes team. I thought a recent trial was pretty good and drawn for a good run to beat nine Countess Jenny, who was just beaten in a recent jump out but wasn't asked to do a hell of a lot. Three, If He Could, well beaten on debut, has trialled okay, and 11 Alatonte, who's got that race experience and should put itself somewhere near the lead early. 5, 9, 3, and 11.
5, 9, 3, and 11 in race number four. The first leg of the quaddy, race five, is a 58 over 1,200. Scratchings in this race, we can take out 5, 8, 12, and 13. Morpheus Braggy's at 270. Extravagant Choice, 350. Chiwahani's at $3.80. Top three in the market.
Yeah, I like Morpheus Braggy. I was surprised how short it was first up in the market at the Valley, but it ran really well. Now it's fitter. It's got good soft track form, drops back to a benchmark 58. Not a big field, so hopefully just find some cover somewhere, peel out, and I think it's the one to beat number 10, Chiwahini, who trialled really well before it came across here to Australia and bolted in early. Lost the toy last campaign. Recent jump outs looked good. One Sir Freddie, you've had one go back. It was hard to make ground. It was a good run. I'd be fitter for that. Then out to number 4, Extravagant Choice, who gets a nice run from the draw. Been battling away okay. I thought maybe place best for it. So I'm going with 3 hopes, 2, 10 and 1, ahead of number 4.
2, 10 and 1 in race number 5. Race 6 is over 1,600 metres. In this race, we can scratch number 2. Globe is $1.75, and it's been a good push from the Price and Junior stable earlier in the week. Dirty Gin, $3.50. La Ferrari, $4.60. Do you like Globe tonight?
Should win. It was impressive on debut, was floating all over the place, but kept going strongly. You go back, you've got a really good heavy track trial there before it raced, so the wet holds no issues. It's not over the line, but with natural improvement from that first run, it's the one to beat. To beat number 8, Dirty Grin, very fit, gets a good run from the draw, handles the sting out, just failed last time. I think 5, Son of Solly, will run well. It just got too far back and in the wrong spot last time. And then 4, La Ferrari, who won that impending link run, race at Ballarat. This is a harder race, draws wide. I thought place best there. So 1, 8, 5 ahead of 4.
1, 8, 5 ahead of 4. Race number 7, over 1,400 metres. In this race, we can take out 9, 10, 11 and 14. Philadelphia Storm, $3.80. Jet Daloon, $5. And Design Dreamer, $6.50 are the top three in the market.
I think it'll win, Philadelphia Storm. It showed really good promise early in its career against horses like Cardinal Gem and Daytona Bay and Jimmy the Bear, which is just lengths better than what it meets here. Lost its way last campaign, went for a spell, came back. I wasn't sure about its trial, but it ran well first up. Wanted to lay in badly, so it gets the near side blinker on. It just has to improve off that run, and it will beat these. To beat number 8, Roz Namler, who has shown ability. I thought a recent trial was good, draws for a good run. 6, Jet Balloon, another one off the trials that looks to be going quite well. And 1, Designer Dreamer, who is around the mark. Just got the 60 kilos, but got a chance. I think 2, if it runs to its best, it'll win easily. 2, 8, 6, and 1.
2, 8, 6, and 1. Philadelphia Storm, a bit of confidence in race 7 as well. And the last race, the scratchings are 7 and 8. Not a big field, but the market can't split 3 of them. Air Clash, 290, Outback Action, and Dodie, all equal favourites.
I think Air Clash will win. It was a terrific heavy track win going back to Bendigo. I think the race sets up pretty well for it. Just got to get some sort of cover, come to the outside. And I just think it's too good for these horses to beat number 10, Dodie, who's probably suited dropping back to 1,200 metres. 3, Savvy Sovereign, is consistent. And 5, Outback Action, who it fell in there first up and then was pretty basic its next two. It resumes. And I just want to see it improve this campaign. So I think number 4, Air Clash, is too good for them. 4, 10, 3 and 5.
4, 10, 3 and 5, Air Clash. A nice way to end the card. So there is a bit of confidence here, Mark. What's the way to play?
Doesn't mean no run fast, Michael, but we'll see how we go. We'll go the best race. 3, number 5, Impending Link. The Value, race 4, number 5, Blame the Whiskey. The Quaddy, first leg, 2, 10, 1 and 4. Second leg, 1 and 8. Third leg, 2, 8, 6 and 1, and come home 4 and 10. Player of the day, going to play a parlay 2-3-4 for a win. Race 2, number 5, Electrozeno. Race 3, number 5, Impending Link. Race 7, number 2, Philadelphia Storm. And race 8, number 4, Air Clash, will cost you $11 for a $1 unit.
Love it. Let's cheer at home. Who you want tonight?
I think Brisbane.
Yeah. All right. Brisbane Lions. Good on you, Mark. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thank you.